Chuck, Mike, and Jay are all hanging on. I guess we can do birthday trivia out of the gate, and then we'll talk about some actual business. Jay Amberg is here. What's up, my man?
Oh, not much.
How are you?
Doing great.
Good to see you.
Good to see y'all.
And you are kicking it with one of my all-time favorites, Karen Boone, who we get a chance to work with through the Kickoff Classic, the first security Kickoff Classic, which is coming up in the very near future.
Yeah.
And we'll be announcing our full lineup here in the not-too-distant future as well. We do have our games all set, but... We do not have contracts signed yet, but at least not all of them.
Signatures.
Signatures on the said thing.
Dotted line.
Yes. Are you guys up for birthday trivia?
Yeah, we're going to do that first.
What if happened a good old-fashioned handshake? Who needs signatures, right? My word is my bond.
Yeah, well, you
we know that.
Unique individual.
That, yeah.
Thank you,
and
guys.
Actually, you're part of the reason that people quit honoring handshake deals.
Am I right?
Actually.
You're the reason I had to sign something.
All right, so we've got Karen, I'm going to put you over here. Do you know how to play, Jay? You listen to the show with any regularity? Ever? Have you ever heard the show?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
No,
basically,
but he doesn't know how to play.
I'm going to describe to you someone. As soon as you know it is, boom, jump in.
All right.
Okay. Karen?
Got it.
And then we're going to go round robin style on how old they are. We're going to make this quick, easy, down and dirty because we got other stuff I'm sure.
And it's McDonald's birthday trivia. Ba da ba ba ba. I'm loving it.
What do we got to give them?
Well, you know this Eat Apply?
Yes, I do.
I've got a $25 Eat Apply certificate. Needs to be used this month.
Eat Apply is a an organization. It's kind of basically the food concept of Tom's Shoes. You go eat at one of these restaurants, and you're basically buying a meal for someone else. There is a list of restaurants participating in Central Arkansas.
Some of them, Rev Room, Sticky Fingers, all good stuff.
Yeah, eatapply.com. I think Dugan's Pub maybe is on the list as well. But anyway, eatapply.com for all the details on which restaurants. But you got that, and we can throw them something from McDonald's,
And McDonald's, too.
Sure,
so.
Well, I mean, tell you what.
It's a good one today.
Eat till your little heart's content. All right. The star of the movie, I don't know if they won an Academy Award. I think they may have been up for it.
Matt Damon,
movie?
Ben Affleck.
American Pie.
Jason Biggs.
Nah, I'll give it to Matty T.
Matty T. Yeah. Matty T. Matty T, how old is Jason Biggs today?
Jason Biggs, he's older than me. I'm going to say 35.
No.
Who was it again?
The guy who did it with the pie.
36, bingo, bango. Okay, we'll get to y'all in a second. Sorry, the guys just...
I mean, ask them a question, please!
How about this? Tootie is celebrating a birthday today from the Facts of Life.
Oh.
Does anybody know her actual name?
Jeez.
No. Although, that's one heck of a nickname, though.
LaShonda.
Tootie.
Excuse me. No.
LaShonda?
Okay, we'll move on. Kim Fields, she's
42. Oh.
Kim
Fields. That was my next
professional
guess.
Skateboarder you can name.
Tony Hawk.
Very good, Matty T. How old's Tony Hawk, Pat? I know, this is really unfair. These guys, this is all they do.
44.
Karen, how old's Tony Hawk? Famous professional skateboarder.
40. He's,
okay.
51.
Okay.
Those are both good guesses.
I'll be the judge.
Tony Hawk, pro skater, 48 years old.
46. So we have no point award because Pat said 44. This actor is, I think, vastly underrated.
Brad Pitt.
He is part of an acting family. His brother is an actor.
William Baldwin.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Father is an actor.
Bridges. Oh, I know.
His
Stephen Baldwin.
His brother's also a
crackhead. Bo Bridges.
His brother's also a crackhead who likes to date porn stars.
Thomas Shane.
Good
his
job.
Brother.
Emilio Estevez. Ah, Pat got it.
Douglas.
Give it to the man.
Mm. How old is Emilio Estevez today?
48.
Okay.
Emilio Estevez. He's
one of the
47.
One of the great wrestlers of movies. I'm going to say he's 52.
52, actually, yes.
Wow. You know how he got to detention.
Wow,
Big Breakfast Club fan.
he knows the deal. Okay, this guy has been in a number of movies, but I think his most important signature role is as Marcellus Wallace. Ving Rhames in Pulp Fiction. Man,
oh, yeah.
Why don't you just tell me?
That's not Marcellus Wallace.
Do you know who Ving Rhames is?
Yes.
How old do you think he is today, Jay?
49.
Okay.
He threw the Samoan dude through a plate glass window.
No.
He's
you're thinking of Michael Clark Duncan.
Ving Rhames.
Another tall, bald man.
But dead.
Athletically built.
Ving Rhames is...
Might be black.
47.
Okay, no? Pat?
Oh, he's blood older than you think. Double nickel.
He's double nickel, actually. That's freakish. All right.
It's just every once in a while you have a... Oklahoma City had a first quarter like this yesterday. Everything they threw up went in. Everything
right.
They throw.
One last one here.
Audio clue.
Yes, here we go. This is a musical. You should know this one. This is right in your
Billy Squire.
Joan Jett.
Matt, I can't believe you even knew that.
Because of the Eminem song.
Okay, how old do you think Billy Squire is?
That's sorry.
Yep. Yes, Eminem is keeping Billy Squire relevant. That's awesome. Karen, how old do you think Billy Squire is today?
51.
I couldn't pick him out of a lineup either.
58.
I'm going to go with y'all and say 59.
Pat?
63.
He's 64.
Wow.
It's not even a fair game.
Every once in a while.
Who was Pat playing for?
Oddly enough, you beat Jay, but you won for Jay.
Yes,
a different Jay on the
Congratulations, board. Jay.
Jay on line four, congratulations.
We've seen performances like this. Will Chamberlain, 100 points.
Never seen anything like that.
I mean.
I've never seen anything quite like
Zambu.
That. It's incredible. It's as though I blindfolded you, and I gave you a 22, and you took down a Buffalo. It was incredible. That was an unbelievable performance.
Gale Sears, 6 touchdowns, 1 game.
Nothing like it. In a quarter, I mean, that was something. Okay, so we're talking about the North Little Rock Wildcat Golf Tournament. Karen has been in my ear for approximately 3 years for this year's tournament, so we are going to make sure everybody knows what we need to do.
3 years?
Only.
Isn't there one every year?
Let me tell you someone who leaves.
You were there last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, you've been trying to get him for 3 years.
Yeah, I said, well, look, if Patton and his co-host on the other station are going to be on, I can't be out there. Come back to me next year, so here she is. She's been working it.
Well, I can't come this year.
I know. We're all
but
tied
I'm supporting
up.
It.
We're literally
I'm
tied up this weekend.
Big
we're,
time.
We're actually kicking it with Coach Bielam this weekend, but that's okay. It's all right. I mean, on Friday night.
You
that's
can come.
Okay. I know. I'm sure we'd all love that. But yes, Karen leaves nothing to chance. That's what I love about her. I like a woman who takes care of business.
Business.
Tell me.
That being said, Thursday night, we have a social. We're going to start about 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Beverages. We have food. Depending on the weather, we're going to have a little 9-hole putt-putt.
You're golf. In luck because Thursday's going to be spectacular. It's the only day this week that's going to be such.
It is going to be unbelievable with the, if we have the putt-putt because we'll set it up like a real putt-putt should be set up.
Okay.
Really?
And then
I don't know what that means, but it sounds good.
It'll be fun.
You can bring in windmills and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Really,
where's the tournament being held?
At Burns Park.
And the putt-putt will be there to the event?
We'll have a little practice putting green right there.
Okay.
We'll set it up that day.
All right. Well, Thursday's going to be awesome. Hopefully then, Friday is good as well.
And we got Chris Shelton Bucket on the guitar.
Okay.
And it's going to be, you know, lots of beverages.
I do remember last year.
Lots of beverages. You can come for Thursday night.
We had a lot of great prizes last year.
Oh, great prizes. I mean, these are just a few of the ones I just wanted to bring them out. John and Angelica Rogers donated their suite at the Travelers. That's going to be a silent auction.
Big John.
A live auction.
Generous guy.
Joe Ralston, he paints. I mean, unbelievable painter, Joe Ralston. He's got us a painting that we're going to have as an auction. A pearl necklace from Stanley Jewelers, and Jake Jackson, an abstract art piece, a Razorback. It's unreal.
Okay. Ralston, the golfer?
Uh-huh.
Wow, what a talented guy.
I know, I'd like to be good at one thing.
No kidding.
But all of it, you know, benefits the Wildcat Foundation. Yeah. That we do a lot of unbelievable things for North Little Rock. As far as not just sports, I mean, we do a lot of things for Coach Bolden and Coach Rice. I mean, you know, those are two guys that
big fans of Coach Rice here in the zone.
I'm a fan of Coach Bolden too. Mind your manners.
Well, let me tell you, you see Coach Rice hit a golf ball?
Nope.
I mean, it's like seriously, it's deep, long, straight. You name it, this guy can hit it.
That's
talented
right,
guy.
That's right.
And he can shoot. By the way, I don't know.
Again,
he's a great shooter. Over
did
there.
I mention I like to be good at one thing? I don't like all these guys that are good at multiple things.
And he can win championships too. That's three
sure.
things.
That
he'll cook you a heck of a souffle. I mean, the guy's unbelievable.
Well, I don't know about that, okay?
Okay,
stuff go crazy.
Just throwing it in there.
But, yeah, like I was saying, you know, it benefits the Wildcat Foundation that does so much for the school, not just sports, but for other things, East Initiative and other things that we've given money to over the last few years.
Who pays for the championship rings?
Wildcat Foundation
there you
did
go.
Last year, yeah.
I was over there when the gentleman from the ring company was there, and they were going through the designs of which ones they were going to have for this year. And Coach, I had a picture. Actually, we were doing a shootout with the shooter over there. I think it was, I don't know if I was shooting against Kayvon Allen or was Antoine Bitter. I think it was the second time.
How'd you do?
And, well, I beat them, but, you know, listen, I've got 20 years experience over these guys, but we still have fun.
That's
we've
right.
over the, been over there quite a bit. And I got a picture with Coach Rice with, is this his third?
Second, two in a row.
Two in a row.
That last year was the first year since 71.
Was it really?
Yeah.
My God, it seems like there was a lot more. But certainly, yeah, they're having a lot of good time. You guys do a lot of good things. That tournament's really fun, too.
Oh, it's
sorry
be,
I can't make it this year, but we're here to support for you guys.
Like I said, Thursday night y'all can come out.
That's right, social. Thursday night. Sounds good. I'm in.
The last 2 weeks have been about as busy as ever in the history of the buzz.
This
but,
week?
Oh, man, it's been nuts. But anyway, it will be fun. Pat told me it was awesome last year, so I take his word for it.
Good time.
But we start, we're going to have lunch set up on Friday from 11:30. We got Moe's and Chick-fil-A for lunch.
Mm,
and
like
then,
all those things.
Like I said, keep saying beverages. And then we shotgun start at 1 o'clock on Friday.
How do people sign up?
You can go to the website, the North Rock Wildcat Foundation.com.
Okay.
Or you can call me at 501-960-1070. That's my cell, but I'll get it. 501-960-1070.
Brave man giving out your cell phone.
Do you
here.
Like text messages and photos?
That'd be fine.
Matty right. T.
That'd
be fine. Not photos, selfies. You sick animal.
You gotta watch. Sponsors. I bet you take sponsors.
Always.
You got to listen to the small print. Or whatever the verbal version of that is in Matty T. How about you take texts? Yeah, and photos? No. Does not want any of your photos, you sick animal. Jeez. 960-1070. Support the North Little Rock Wildcat Foundation. We appreciate you.
Am I forgetting anything?
Our presenting sponsor is First Security Bank.
We love them. Hey, baby. Love only in Arkansas, you know. Only in Arkansas, my friend. All right, good seeing y'all. Thank you for coming up. Good luck with the event.
Appreciate it.
And what time do you tee at 1 o'clock on Friday?
Tee at 1 o'clock on Friday.
At Burns Park. Yep. I have not played. You know that I have not played Burns Park in forever. Let's go over there. We need to make the rounds again soon. You and I.
Fine.
Have not played
let's
together.
Do it.
Pat and I have played golf together exactly zero times this year. We gotta get
going. We tried like three times. Well, it's never worked out.
Let's get to Burns
Felt
Park
like
soon.
We have.
All right. We'll be back 12:45. Wrap up the zone after this. Bye.